Move over Facebook. Introducing the new anti-social media platform, Faceblank.
Faceblank.
No friends, no likes, no notifications. Just sweet, glorious digital silence. It's like Facebook,
but without people.
Start fresh, delete your past, ghost your timeline, and finally experience what Mark Zuckerberg really meant by connection. Faceblank.
Faceblank.
Log out of society forever.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
You know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime.
Yeah, so my oldest daughter learned how to spell bananas because of this song, by the way. Anyway. Oh, hi there. It is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get the live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say this, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and... She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So I was listening to Radio 434 through our TV. We were on the TV. And we've got the Fire Stick. Okay, the Fire Good. We've got the Amazon Fire Stick with the Alexa device built in. And so, I pressed the little, Alexa button, and I said, Alexa, play Radio 434, and something odd happened. So this is our FAQ. This is our troubleshooting guide. If you attempted to do this on your smart TV, and you got some radio station called Z95.3 or something like that, you didn't mess up. But it's not correct. It's a little glitch in the Alexa device. So here's the troubleshooting hack. If that happens, just enable the skill again. Just press the little button and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And immediately she'll do that. She'll find Radio 434 on your smart TV, and boom, it'll play. Little troubleshooting hack for you if you were trying to listen on your smart TV that has your Fire Stick and it didn't work. I said Tab. She has the Alexa for her Jeep, and if you have the Alexa device, if you have the Alexa app built into your screen, built into your entertainment center in your vehicle, then that's pretty much it. You do not need to use the app, our app. You don't need to go to radio434.com or anything like that unless you really want to. You just click on the Alexa app in your vehicle and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and then say, Alexa, play Radio 434 every time you get in your car. It's pretty darn easy. I like it. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. So if you prefer Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, wherever you go, you can even go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to our podcast. It's kind of a virtual time machine, and see what we do. And I know I explain this every single day, but we get new listeners and viewers all the time. And I know you know where you're listening from, but I want to give you all the different options. So you might think that we're just a podcast, and that would be incorrect. We do a live morning show, mid-morning show on Radio 434, and then we take all those show segments, and including the interviews and all that, minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and then we repack all those segments into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. Uh-huh, yeah.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So you can, and that usually drops around noon, and you can go back in time. It's our virtual time machine. You can scroll through all the episodes that we've ever done since we started repacking it as a podcast. It's been years now. Speaking of the new app, we've got a brand new app that's going to be coming out for Radio 434 that will feature all of our content, including our video. We do a video simulcast of the show on Facebook Live, and so each of those videos will also appear on the app, as well as our podcast links. And other videos that we produce, like our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg and our mic'd up pop-up concert series at Three Roads Brewing, those videos will all also live on the new app. So one-stop shopping if you're into that sort of thing. But you'll still be able to get us in all the other places. All right, I spent 7.5 minutes explaining all the different ways that you can get us. And see, and this is why. This is why we need a new app, and this is why we need to update the website, okay? Radio 434 has been in existence now for 10 years, and the website needs a refresh. I get it. I understand. And we need to compile everything in one user-friendly place. But then, okay, so we'll get the app done, and then we'll do the upgrades to the website. But then we've got another website that we're going to be launching, which is themikeshow.co. Yeah, because we couldn't afford the M. And that will be, you'll be able to get our live videos on that. Those videos will live in purple patootie forever and ever and ever. The quality will be better than the Facebook quality, because Facebook, you know, the streams, only, you know, you can, we could be at full HD, but you won't see full HD on the Facebook. So it's like one step down. It's like 720 or something. Yes, you'll be able to see every line and wrinkle in my face. Thank you very much. All of our videos will live in purple patootie on our new website. Now that the Facebook, and I'm not complaining, we've really relied on the Book of Face to get our show out there, and it's. It has been fantastic, and it will continue to be fantastic. But now they've started to delete, you know, videos. They have a set time now that your videos can live on your page, and they're starting to delete them then, you know, after that time. So this way we can ensure that all of our video content will live forever and ever and ever at themikeshow.co. All right, there we go. Now I've spent 9.5 minutes, damn near 10 minutes explaining this to you. All right, coming up on today's program. Let's talk about spring cleaning. And here's a fun fact. According to this survey, 9% of Americans, or Americans with an M, can't park in their garage because it's full of junk. But what about the trunk? Huh? Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We've got some stats and things about spring cleaning, and we turned it into a top list, of course. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. That's all on the way. Let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hello, this is the general manager. Now that winter is over, it's time to begin our annual spring cleaning here at the radio station. Let's tidy up around our cubicles, pick up any trash lying about, and clean out our break room refrigerator. As for the morning show, please throw away the life-size inflatable woman hanging in the window, the nude photos of Vern Troyer, the homemade still, the brass stripper pole, the 4-pound bag of glaucoma medication, my wife's diaphragm. You know what? I'll just make a list and shoot you an email. Thank you.
All right. Hi there. Yeah, spring cleaning time. It's finally nice. It's greened up out there. Today's actually going to be a little bit cooler than it was. We hit up around 80. The other day, and that was kind of glorious. But I really did want it to be more spring than that, and so here we are. We got that. All right. Oh yeah, here's the story about spring cleaning. So you might be too young to remember this, kids, but back in the day, the garage was where your car went. Okay. In this new spring cleaning poll, it found that if you haven't converted your garage into an Airbnb yet, there's a good chance it's full of junk. 71%. 31% of Americans say their garage is at least half filled with clutter. That includes 9% who said it's so full. How full is it? They can't park in it. Just 24% said their garage is clutter-free. 23% said around a quarter full, and the remaining 23% said they don't have a garage. The poll also found we also use a significant portion of our home for storage of junk as well, at least 100 square feet for most of us. 1 in 5 said that 500 square feet is around the size of a 2-car garage or an apartment in downtown Lynchburg that people will pay $1,000 for. If we cleaned everything out, the top things we'd use our extra space for are hobbies, a guest bedroom, maybe even a home gym. Here's last statistic. 71%, that's where the 71% came in. 71% of people have bought something they knew they already owned, but they just can't find the original. So there you go. So with that, that brings us to our top list. 9% of us can't even park in our garage because there's way too much junk. Now, let's be honest, guys. That's on you. see why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. All right, here we go. Number one, should I ding these off or should I rimshot them? Let's rimshot them. All right, here we go. Number one, top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. A Scarface poster. Because if she ever leaves you, it's going right back where it belongs, over the fireplace. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. An ab wheel. Somewhere beneath that 12-pack lurks a 6-pack. And you just know it. That was a little clunky. I'm sorry. I used to have a 6-pack. Now I have a 6-tal. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. Your futon from college. And you had so much sex on that thing. Once. With another person. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. An aquarium. After all, owning a lizard was fun. And now you know that sometimes you have to feed it. We took care of Charlie and Marley. I miss them. All right, top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. Bowling trophies. It's the greatest thing that you've ever achieved drunk. I mean, other than fathering your kids. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. Old rusty tools. Hanging them on the wall makes the garage feel like Cracker Barrel. I mean, minus the good food. So, just like Cracker Barrel. Top pieces of junk, actually like Cracker Barrel. Top pieces of junk every guy has in the garage but refuses to throw away. Your spouse's golf clubs. Once she learns how to use them, she can join you on the course. Nah, actually, just throw them away. That's the Mike Show. What the heck are we going to do? News and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. That should be in your garage. Brand new Honda.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift is selling sweaters. They're just like regular sweaters, but they're already covered in cat hair. Sean Penn was photographed looking disheveled in Los Angeles. How disheveled? Randy Quaid handed him a dollar. The world's oldest captive gorilla turned 68. You should have seen what they had at her party. It was bananas. And four people played pickleball for 36 hours to break a Guinness World Record. The record? Whitest 36 hours ever. What next, a Friends marathon? This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And I'm very, very happy that you joined us today. All right, what are we looking at here? Oh, yeah, okay, scientists. Let me find this. There we go, sorry. Scientists in Japan.
Hello.
Researchers found a way to wake up less groggy and more alert if we let in a little sun exactly 20 minutes before our alarm goes off. Yeah, I think I would be really, really ticked off if somebody or a machine opened the curtains or the blinds 20 minutes before I was ready to wake up. I would be livid. I would just... And I know darn well Tab would be like, that's what she... No, she would be more like... Yep, but let's read the story. But you need automatic curtains to do it right. All right. So here, opening your curtains after you're up doesn't do it. And unless you're waking up right after dawn, leaving them open all night can actually make things worse. I actually like leaving the curtains open in the middle of the night. You know, it's not too bright with you know what we have in the back of the house. It's not. I actually like it. I like whenever I get up. I like to actually see the stars or whatever. But anyway, Tab doesn't. She doesn't like that. She doesn't like that at all. They found 20 minutes before your alarm goes off. According to this, is the sweet spot. So automatic curtains are the only practical solution for most people. You can buy gadgets now for $150 to $200 that work on a timer. And make your existing curtains automatic. The study also found sunrise alarm clocks that use artificial light don't work as well. Natural sunlight is best. What else? Oh, yeah, there was a thing about working out. Let's say it's a health hack. Now, we had read another story, and I read this about, I don't know, I think I read it about 10 years ago. I felt like oh yeah, I've got plenty of time, right? It was a story. Here's the gist of it. I don't have the story in front of me, but it said that if you've lived a sedentary life, or if you haven't worked out in a while, that you can actually, if you go hard, literally go hard for 10 years, okay, that you can completely transform your body. It doesn't matter. You know, you could have been a lump for, you know, forever. And if you just go hard for 10 years, you will completely transform your body. Everything. Okay. However, here's the caveat. By the time you reach 65, those efforts become so diminished that it won't work. Basically, so I figured at 55 years old, and back then at 55, I was like, well, hell, I can wait till I'm 55, then go hard, and then by the time I'm 65, I'll just be jacked and I'll be in great shape. No, wah wah, where's my wah wah? I don't have it. I don't have it. Oh, I do have this. There we go.
No.
Yeah. So yeah. So now I'm 58. 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65. Okay, well, I mean, I still have time. I might not be as jacked, completely turning my life around in 10 years. But, well, shut up. Will I be around in 10 years? That's mean. Anyway, don't want to exercise? Well, turns out you can get some of the same benefits by just rushing through stuff all the time. A study in the journal Circulation found doing random tasks and chores faster might do wonders for your health. Researchers tracked the movement of 24,000 adults for about a week. None of them were people who got regular exercise. The ones who did minor tasks briskly.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Anyway, saw major health benefits years later. For some, their heart attack and stroke risk was half. Than what it was for people who just went through the motions, not briskly. Minor stuff might include quick things like speed vacuuming the rug or walking faster when you take out the trash. They found that even 5 minutes of rushing per day made a difference. The idea is to just get your heart pumping, and you don't have to be pumping iron to do that. The lead author of the study put it this way, quote, "It's a good idea to find ways to fit exertion into your daily life, but that doesn't mean that you actually have to exercise."
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Okay. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right. Coming up, what the heck? We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs. I'm going to eat one briskly.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
It's Chris, and this is Playing Here on Radio 434. At Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg, this Saturday in the great outdoors, it's the Three for Madness Festival. Check out our vendor fair with the Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market, starting at 11 a.m. Old Town Connector kicks off the music at 1 p.m., followed by their alter ego, Smoke, at 3 p.m. The Funky Truth wraps up the night starting at 5. Bring your lawn chairs, beach blankets, and anything else you want to sit on. Food trucks will be on site for your munchies, and Three Roads will feature Destination American Lager, Field Trip, Pog, Co-Pilot, and Snickerdoodle as their featured brews. That's Three for Madness this Saturday, April 19th at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. On Tuesday, April 22nd, it's Blues Day Tuesday with national touring artist Justin Howell, starting at 6 p.m. on the deck at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in Lynchburg. At Ballad Brewing in Danville, Friday, April 25th, it's The Record Hang. Caleb and Mike will be spinning your vinyl faves with games, prizes, and more. Starting at 7, Ballad Brewing, 600 Craighead Street in Danville. On Saturday, April 26th, it's the United Way 5K on the runway. Visit unitedwaycv.org to learn more and register while space is available. And also on Saturday, April 26th, at Three Roads in Lynchburg, it's the Love Heals Benefit Concert with Oceanic. Doors at 8, concert 9 to 11. Tickets available at weareloveheals.org and at the door. And that's Playing Here brought to you by Three Roads Brewing and Ballad Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
Wow.
Okay, so when was Owen Wilson in any of the Star Wars movies? Because that sounded like R2-D2. I'm sorry. There was one that sounded like a bird chirping, but was Owen Wilson in Star Wars ever? He was considered for the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. However, Ewan McGregor was cast in the end. Okay, I'm going to go to his IMDb, because that really doesn't tell me everything. I know, I'm just taking a lot of time. Let's look at all his movies. Then they all just went away. Because I clicked off act. Okay, there we go. All right, so these are previous, and let's get some music in here. Man, he has done so much stuff. Good Lord. This guy's amazing. He's a great actor. Yeah, I don't see... Oh, The Grand Budapest. That was excellent. Marmaduke. Yeah, I don't see... Of course, I haven't scrolled through the whole thing. No. He has not been... Why did it sound like R2-D2? I don't know. We're going to have to play that back. Or maybe we might want to do five random facts. Here we go. Number one. I did not proofread any of this. The most commonly found items in lost luggage include underwear, women's size 10 pants, men's size 11 Nike sneakers, and iPhones, most commonly found in lost luggage. Number two, Bluetooth is named after a 10th century Scandinavian king, Harald Bluetooth. He united Danish tribes into one kingdom. When Bluetooth technology was invented, they picked the name because it unified the way machines could communicate. Okay. Number three, there have been proposals made to the Las Vegas City Council for casinos with themes including the Titanic, the Moon, the WWE, Playboy, London, San Francisco, and the Caribbean. For various reasons, none of those casinos ever happened. Huh. That's wow-worthy. Number four, most of the static you hear on a radio is caused by the radiation field around Jupiter. I will say this again. Most of the static you hear on a radio is caused by the radiation field around Jupiter. So don't touch that dial because we're intergalactic, baby. And then number five, Pogs got their name from a Hawaiian brand of juice called Pog Juice, where Pog stood for pineapple, orange, guava. Okay? And by the way, at Three Roads, yes, little commercial, we have our Three for Madness Festival coming up, and we're featuring Pog as well as a number of other beverages, which is the pineapple, orange, guava. I think it's this is terrible that I don't. And I think it's an IPA. All right. Anyway, we'll double check. But we have that. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, than anticipated.
Random facts.
Coming up on today's program, still yet to come. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place those in your ear holes. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Yeah, all right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. Monday night during the Braves-Blue Jays game, Braves sideline reporter Wiley Ballard hosted a segment called The Field Report, where he interviewed two female fans in attendance. He ended up asking for one of their numbers after a little push from Braves play-by-play guy Brandon Cauden.
Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
And I'm Kayla.
And you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on it. All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my
number. I'm dead serious.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago. I got the number. We're good.
All right. Let's see. What is this? Okay. A woman who married a river to protect it from pollution says it is still a great relationship 2 years after the ceremony. Meg Avon married the River Avon in England. I said in England. To raise awareness to get the river cleaned up. Here's Meg talking about their ceremony and their relationship.
I found it incredibly moving. And as I said on the day, it's so important to be moved. And it was so moving to see you being moved and everyone's tear-stained faces, because when you're moved towards something. And it feels like the campaign was gaining momentum on that day. And it's still moving, you know, as the river is still moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Easter's almost here because the AP News is asking whether you love or hate Peeps. They wrote an article taking us inside the Peeps factory.
It's gonna make your day when Easter time is heading your way.
Marshmallow. Is that all we had?
Not just yellow.
Yeah. Peeps jingle.
It's just not Easter without those crazy Peeps.
Okay. On average, about 5.5 million are made each day. There are 6 Peeps for every man, woman, and child across the United States. There are 14 Peeps flavors, including cookies and cream. Originally, making the candies by hand took 27 hours. Huh. All right. A new study shows that if you see a coworker looking for a new job or quit, it makes it more likely for you to quit. This is especially true if you were hired and trained together. Really?
I quit. I quit.
Okay. All right. Do we have that one in here? Let me see. I quit. We don't have that one in there. I don't know why. We should. All right. I know I'm derailing it. I'm derailing the segment again. But I'm going to save that as an element. I quit. I do have it. I do have it in there. I quit. All right. Let's see. The New York Post says there's a new shortage now of cousins. Birth rates have been declining, but the idea is apparently going viral because of a TikTok where a female millennial talks about it. Here's the TikTok. It's making the concept of no cousins go viral.
You guys ever think about how us millennials are really the last generation of growing up with a ton of cousins and aunts and uncles? Our moms did not have the number of babies as our grandmas did. And I know there's always exception to the rule. But for the most part, our kids, our millennial kids, they're not growing up with the amount of cousins that we did.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Sad news from Hollywood. Legendary game show host Wink Martindale died yesterday in California. He was 91. He always credited his time as a radio DJ, helping his career as a game show host. And he hosted a lot of them.
It's time for What's This Song? And here's the star of the show, Wink Martindale.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody. What's This Song?
Here is your host and the star of Here Come the Mother-in-Laws, Wink Martindale.
Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Wink Martindale, and we'll have some laughs together for the next half hour on a show called Can You Top This? The show where you at home send the jokes, and our panel of comedians try to top your stories.
And now, from Television City in Hollywood, here's your host on Gambit, Wink Martindale.
And tic-tac, go! And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale.
Thank you.
If it was news and you know it, you'll win some heavy cash on Headline Chasers. And now, here's our headliner, Wink Martindale.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
When you play Banco. And now, here's the man who will help you win, Wink Martindale.
And now, a game of high stakes, where every decision is a gamble and every move could be your last. High Rollers! And here's the man with all the action, Wink Martindale.
Now, ready to play the game where the last one is everything. And here are two good words to get us started.
Welcome to our show. The country's in debt. You're probably in debt, but most importantly, our three players, Sue, Gary, and Heather, have come to us with their real-life debt, and one of them just might be lucky enough to get out of it by the end of the show.
All right, so that last one, by the way, I did not realize how many game shows this man had hosted, and I didn't realize that our edit of them was so freaking long. Sorry. That last game show was actually called Debt. And Gambit was highly rated. That game show was very, very highly rated until a new game show came along and killed it. That's called Wheel of Fortune. Yikes. All right. I think we're going to go to a comedian. Yes, we are. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here is, since it's spring cleaning time, here's Jerry Seinfeld getting rid of clutter.
I don't like having too many things. I'm a thrower-outer. That's my personality type. I'm a thrower-outer. If I have something, I really don't want it. I wish there was a store where I could buy something, pivot, and just throw it down a chute into an incinerator, walk out, no bags. That's my perfect shopping experience. Now, my wife, of course, is the opposite. This is marriage. This is the beauty. The conflict is the beauty of marriage. My wife is a saver. She's a keeper. She grips, grasps. Everything is organized. Every styrofoam peanut is numbered, cataloged, filed. I will throw anything out at any time. Where's the wedding album? I thought you were done with it. And that was wrong. I admit that now. Those are special memories, and they're gone now. But the point is this. All things on earth only exist in different stages of becoming garbage. Okay? Your home is a garbage processing center where you buy new things, bring them into your house, and slowly crapify them over time. Okay? This is your life.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's do this. Reach. You see that thing? Let's reach over there and grab it. Firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get even stupider, if that's even possible, with your stupid criminals in the news. Then we've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Well, this is a crappy thing to do. The director of food and nutrition at a school district in southeast Pennsylvania was arrested the other day for defecating in the in a store's walk-in beer refrigerator.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I mean, good God, what in the what? All right, so according to this, 47-year-old Crystal Goss strolled into a Royal Farms convenience store in Hanover, Pennsylvania last week. Here, let's take a look at the... This is the inside of the store, okay. It's about 30 miles south of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The place has a refrigerated room, very similar to like a Sheetz, that has a big sign over it that says Beer Cave. She walked in. She pushed a case of beer out of the way. She pulled down her pants, and she dropped a deuce on one of the shelves. That's probably not here. She dropped a deuce on the... There we go. That's better.
You idiot!
Thanks. Then she walked back out to her SUV and left. It happened around 5 p.m., but the store didn't call the police until 9:30 a.m. the next morning. It's not clear why they waited. The entire front wall of the walk-in refrigerator is glass, so she didn't have much privacy in there. And a camera inside the beer fridge also got it on video. Police didn't reveal a motive, but the store said around $80 worth of merchandise had to be tossed. She's facing charges for open lewdness, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct that creates a hazardous and physically offensive condition. The place does have bathrooms, by the way. They're right next to the beer cave. Maybe it was an honest mistake? I don't think so. Now, what if it was an emergency and the bathrooms were full? But she lives only a mile away from where it happened, so it's this one's a puzzler, I'll tell you. All right. What else? Do we have audio on it? Do we have audio on that? That would be All right, there's a lot of showbiz stuff. And a lot of okay, so no, we don't. We're going to go directly to the good news. We have good news. We like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. All right, a group of pickleball players in Texas broke a world record by playing pickleball for 36 hours straight. The event in Texas raised over $18,000 for a charity called Taylor's Gift that supports families of organ donors. Here's the event producer Colby Logan and the husband of one of the pickleball players, Mark Olson, talking about this record-breaking event.
This foursome here is trying to bring the world record back to the U.S. at 36 hours. It always sounds crazy. I mean, it's unrealistic to do what they're talking about, but that's why it's a world record. So when you do something like that, it brings people together.
It's a great cause. We have Taylor's Gift, organ donation, and families that donate organs of loved ones that have passed. And they provide support to those families, as well as mental health and suicide, which is close to my wife's heart.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.